also with Wells, first of all, sending them down, but also double A.
Yeah, a lot of things there. One, we feel like he needs a little bit of a break, honestly, a little bit of a reset. And just this, his stuff since the break, at least since the Minnesota game, hasn't looked the same. And just not the same life to his fastball. The command's obviously not where it was. He had an all-star first half and was league-leading in whip because of the command and the lack of walks. His only issue a little bit was sometimes he gave up some solo homers once in a while. But really the last three or four starts, there's been some things in there that is uncharacteristic. So we feel like the right thing for him and for us, because we need him back, we need him, is to give him a little bit of a break. So sending him to double A allows us to have him close. And then we're going to kind of go from there. But hopefully he's back with us soon after giving just a little bit of time off.
So do you anticipate that he will not pitch in games there?
No, I think he will. Yeah, no, I know he will. But we're going to give him a little bit of a time, you know, a little bit of a break, and then we have kind of a plan in place for him on the mound where it's a kind of a low workload, just so he stays somewhat stretched out, but keeps his feel. And then we're hoping that kind of low pressure environment, low workload allows him to then rejoin us and be the Tyler Wells that we saw in the first half. A little disappointed, you know, last night, of course, and but incredibly understanding, unbelievably professional, appreciative. He knows that we're doing what we feel like is the right thing for him, and then for us, because like I said, he's a big part of our team, and we need him to be right, and so you make tough decisions to try to. Have him pitch in big spots for us in September and hopefully October. And he understood all that.
Brandon, what's the balance like for you where you have a lot of starters who are kind of maybe in the same type
yeah.
of where even Bradish and Kramer had some downtime last year, just where you're entering this portion of the season where you're really going to meet those guys and they're maybe in a situation they haven't necessarily been before?
Yep, all those things. So agree. And no, it's challenging. I mean, there's. I'm so proud of all these guys. Tyler's. He's in uncharted waters right now. He's not had experience of pitching like a normal starter in a full season since the minor leagues years ago. And all these guys are going to go through things for the first time, honestly. And that's it's part of development, and it's part where they're going to be really good down the road too. And we're trying to win right now. We're going to try to win down the road. And these guys have take huge steps in their career this year. And so we're going to monitor things and we'll see what happens. But we need all of them to go where we want to go.
Kind of waiting to see what happens in the next couple days.
Yep. Yeah. This is an unusual week, and so we'll see what happens.
For Tyler, it's just really that season fatigue, even after the All-Star break.
He feels okay, but the eye test is the stuff isn't quite the same, and the command's not the same, and so the life to his fastball for me is down, and the slider a bunch of yanks yesterday and pulls with a slider or the mislocation to Judge, he's trying to go down and away, it's up. All those type of things kind of when you're seeing them for now three or four starts, does the fatigue and the mechanics, are they correlated? Probably. And so we just feel like the right thing to do is just to let him relax for a couple weeks. I hope, we'll see how much you try to give a guy to give rest. It's kind of to be determined, but, I don't know the answer to that. I hope he's back soon.
You mentioned yesterday the journey that he took to kind of get to this.
Yeah.
Point. missing 2 years, Tommy John being a reliever. Do you have confidence that he can take the speed bump and end up being better on the other side after it?
I 100% agree. I 100% believe that. I love the makeup. I love the kid. I think he's a winner. I think he's unbelievably competitive. I think this hurts him because he's so competitive. He wants to be out there. And that's honestly, my conversation with him today was a lot about that was because he wants to be out there so bad that what can we do to have you out there to be yourself? And, a little bit of rest might probably be a good thing for him right now. But I think he's gonna be better for this long term.
You mentioned wanting to keep him stretched out, but have you been talking point at all about a possibility of a relief role for him when he does come back?
It's possible. We'll see what the roster looks like. I mean, I don't even know what the roster is going to look like next week.
I feel like a lot of people focus just on innings count. You and Mike have both been clear that it's not a science, it's not just a number. But like, how much of the art of this,
well, I know that our guys definitely watch all the analytics and the metrics closely. But those of us who have been around in the game for a while also see that when things aren't quite right. And so I think there's a balance there for sure. And like I said, I noticed it in Minnesota. It was a hot day in Minnesota. We had a big lead. He was laboring. It was part of it. I was really happy we were having an all-star break. I said in here to you guys, there's a lot of guys that need an all-star break in that room. And he was one of those one I was talking about. He needs a little bit of a breather. And it's okay he needs a breather. You know, I think that it's not a terrible thing. And he's going to be better. An experience that he's having in his career that he's going to be better for it down the road.
Also on any limits, obviously, Bradish and Kramer, but those two guys are in a little bit of a different boat than Grayson in terms of just they're a little bit older and Grayson has the top prospect status. Is it possible that you could handle Grayson differently than the other two, or is it a case-by-case basis for all of these guys?
It's total case-by-case. And they've monitored from the very beginning of the year not only innings but stressful innings and other things that play a part in it and previous years, etc. And so it's total case by case. And like I said, hopefully these guys can continue to post the rest of the way.
Is that something that you do even a Kyle Gibson, a Cole Irvin?
Well, Gibby not as much because he's just been. When you have a veteran rotation, things are a little bit different, you know. But when you have starters that have been in things, they're doing things that they've never done before, then you're obviously paying, you know, closer attention.
How does it apply to the guys in the bullpen? Obviously, it's not the same thing in terms of the total amount of innings, but you've mentioned that Bautista and Cano have been pitching a lot, and they don't have a ton of experience in the big leagues doing that. How does it apply to guys in the bullpen?
It all applies. I mean, you know, Batista's never closed for a full season before. Look at Cano's last year. He never pitched in any, even close to these sort of situations he's being put in before. So all these guys are going to be better in the upcoming years from going through this, you know, the year that we've had up to this point, and hopefully we continue to keep it going. But it's really incredibly impressed by how everybody's handled it so far. I'm not even sure guys even know what their lineup looks like right now, but I would expect for him to hit in a big spot. So I don't think we're worried about them right now.